Om Shanti. Today, 30th May 2018, and magic of blessing. Today's blessing is, may you be free from thought and worry and experience the Father's power in the form of help. An explanation is, some children wonder how service will increase and when will good students come and for how much longer will they have to continue to run around for service. However, service will not increase by thinking about it. Be free from thoughts and keep your intellects free and you will experience the Father's power in the form of help and service will automatically increase. Baba is Karan Karavanhar, the one who inspires us, and you, souls, are the instruments to do it. This is known as being free from thought, that is, having remembrance of one. Such souls cannot have any worries. Where there are pure and positive thoughts, there cannot be any worry. Actually, this is the condition of many centers today. When sisters and brothers are worried about how to increase the service or how to make a big retreat center and many things like this. But during this process, we forget one very important thing, that it's Baba's work, not my personal work or anybody's personal work. When Baba is saying clearly in the blessing today that he is bound to help us, he is bound to help us in any kind of service, but there is one condition for that, that we have to be the perfect instrument. We just have to become the lighthouse to attract the souls. We don't have to worry about increasing the service. We just have to have one concern. How can I have perfect stage which Baba wants from me? And we all know that if I have that perfect stage, that purity in me, then only Baba can use me for service. And in today's Murli, Baba is saying very clearly many times that you are little children. And little children don't worry about anything. Their parents are there to take care of their every single need. And Baba says very clearly today, service will not increase by thinking about it. Because if many thoughts are going on about how will the service increase, and those thoughts have taken the form of worry, then as if I'm caught up into the problem. And in that process, I have lost my contact with Baba. My connection with Baba becomes very weak. In that loose connection, in that weak connection, how can I receive Baba's help, Baba's touchings? Baba has said that we will experience Father's power in the form of help and service will automatically increase. And if we want to go deeper into this, and Baba says, why are you worrying? So I have to ask myself a question. So I am worrying because I have to prove something to somebody? Am I comparing myself in service with somebody? Is it my ego which is forcing me to have these kind of negative, poisonous thoughts again and again? And maybe while all these things are happening, I am going into a downward spiral. So instead of increasing service, I'm actually become instrumental in stopping service. There is an incident from the yagya when Dadi Janki ji went to Mama and she asked her that, Mama, how can we increase service? Then Mama said, you just have to be with Baba. It is not our subject to increase service. It's Baba's duty to increase service, but we have to do our duty, and our duty is to be with Baba. In many Murlis, Baba has indicated your only seva is to be with Baba and give sakash to the world. Baba will take care of the service. It is said in the world, if you don't invite God to be your summer guest, he won't come in the winter of your life. But here, Baba is our guest for whole life. He is with us every second. So what is there to worry about? Baba says, be free from thoughts and keep your intellect free. When we look at the life of many monks, like Paramhans Yogananda, Swami Vivekananda, or many others, their life is as if full of miracles every second. And they have given very clear message that all these miracles happened just because of one reason, their honest connection with God. And here I want to quote a very, very inspiring incident from Paramhans Yogananda's life, that when his brother gave him a challenge that you are not accepting the inheritance, any money from father, and how can you live your life in this world? So the brother gave him a challenge that you go to Vrindavan from Agra, spend a day there without money, without food, you don't have to beg anything, you don't have to beg for money or food, and you have to come back by 12 midnight. And then if you come back safely without asking for money from anybody, then I will become your first disciple. And exactly this is what happened in his life. One thing he told his brother before leaving the house, that you have faith in money, I have faith in God, and he has to help me. And the miracle started happening from that very moment. During his train journey to Vrindavan, somebody very kind came to him and actually started guiding him. And when they reached Vrindavan, he took him to a guest house and he was fed the best lunch of his life. In his own words, he said that so many kind of variety of food I have never eaten in my life since I have incarnated on this planet, because he had full faith in God. And then somebody had some visions from him, and this person offered him the ticket and everything, every help he was given. And when he came back and he reached back home at 12 midnight, his brother was amazed. How come he's back? How come he's so happy? How come without money or food he is looking so happy? And when the brother was told the whole story, he actually became his first disciple. And then whole night Swami Paramhans Yogananda taught him meditation and yoga, and because the elder brother became the disciple of the younger brother. So in our beautiful BK life, beautiful Brahmin life, when Baba has planned every step for me, when Baba has planned every step for service, so I have to keep my mind free from any worry, any thoughts. I just have to enjoy my BK life. I just have to enjoy this beautiful confluence age, diamond age. Every second we know that past is increasing and future is decreasing. So there's no time to worry, to think about this or that and seva and any other thing. I just have to keep my self-respect and never coming down from it. My thoughts, words and action should reveal God, not worry. Because the world is looking at us now. Constantly we are on the world stage. And now, in this holy month of Ramadan, devotees around the world are remembering Allah. And this is the perfect time to be with Allah, to be with Baba, to be with God, and send Sakash to the world and imbibe today's blessing so that it brings magic and miracles in my life. Om Shanti.